for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, August the 29th, 1986. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of the Tulsa, Oklahoma area is the teacher of the morning.
Thank you, Lord. Father, again, we bless you and we thank you, Lord, for your mighty blessings that we've bestowed upon us this morning, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing in this place today, Lord. We thank you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you today and we worship you, Lord. And God, we bless your people. And God, we ask for wisdom and knowledge today and understanding as we share your word, Lord. Quicken us by the Holy Ghost. And Father, we thank you and we bless you for it. And everybody said, amen, amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to St. John chapter 14. We'll start there today in the scripture. In John chapter 14. Of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. I mean, appreciate the moving of God today. Amen. In John 14, the Lord said to us, let not your heart be troubled. Which shows us we have, I believe, the authority and the power to keep it from being troubled. And that word trouble means to be agitated, like water would roll. And how many know we are to cast all our care upon Him? Once and for all, for He cares for us. But He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, or many abodes, or many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise the Lord. Well, I believe that He's making a way for us, and He's the way. And Jesus here is telling us that He's going to prepare a place for you and for me. How many know it doesn't take Jesus 2,000 years to build a mansion? Amen. But how many know He's building something in you and me? He's putting something in you and me as we yield unto Him. Now, you'll notice He said in verse 3 here, He said that He would come again and receive us to Himself, that where He said, I am, there you may be also. Now, I don't believe He was saying where I've been or where maybe I'm going, but where I am. Amen. Present tense. Now, let's see where Jesus was. Look down in this chapter and verse 10. Notice in verse 10 what He said here. Believest thou not that I am in the Father. Now, He said, where I am, there you can also be. Right? And then He said in verse 10, that where I am, and that place was, of course, in the Father. Now, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father. And then verse 20, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father. Praise the Lord. So the place He's preparing for us is in the Father. Amen? Hallelujah. We could say the throne room. We could say many things. But He's taken us into the Father. How many know the Father, or God the Father, is life? Isn't that right? And also God is a Spirit. And by the Spirit, we must walk into that realm. Isn't that right, brother? Amen. Now, so Jesus was in the Father. Now, look in John 17, 24. There just a minute. John 17, 24. Jesus said, here, praying to the Father, He said, Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Where was Jesus? He was in the Father. Praise the Lord. Now, turn back to chapter 12 of St. John. St. John chapter 12. And look at verse 26. I believe it's verse 26. Actually, we ought to go back a ways here. Look back in verse 20. The Greeks came to worship at the feast, and in verse 21, they said to the disciples, that they said, "Sir," or to one of the disciples, said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And Philip, in verse 22, tells Andrew, and Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus began to say in verse 24, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. And if it die, notice, it will bring forth what? Much fruit." We know that Jesus was that corn of wheat that was to fall into the ground and die, and that the Father was going to bring a harvest. How many know He was the Son of God? He is the Son of God. And because of the Son laying His life down, the Father is raising up many sons. Isn't that right? And so He was saying to them, "Here, I believe, brethren, that if you're going to see Me, you're going to see Me in that fruit or those sons that I bring forth." Now look at verse 26. "If any man serve Me, if any man serve Me, let him follow Me, and where I am." Now where was Jesus? He was in the what? Father. Now, He said, "If any man serve Me, let him, My servant, follow Me, and where I am, there will My servant be. If any man serve Him, him will My Father honor." Now, back in John 17, the word Father is mentioned at least 22 times. And so, in chapter 14, we know we're not dealing with just going and living in mansions, you see. But He's dealing with us, God taking us into the Father, the Holy Spirit taking us into the Father, into that place where Jesus was. Now, come back to chapter 12, verse 27. Notice verse 27. "Now is My soul troubled." Now, if we're going to move into the Father, how many believe there's going to be some testing time? There's going to be some trouble. Amen? Now, Jesus said these words, "Now is My soul troubled." Well, I can hear some today saying, "Jesus, that's a bad confession." But Jesus said, "My soul is troubled." Amen? I mean, how many's ever been there lately? Huh? Yes, amen. "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But this cause came I unto this hour." He said, "This is the reason I came." Now look at verse 28. "Father, glorify Your name." "Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I both glorified it and will glorify it again." Praise the Lord. How many know that we can either say, "Father, you know, get me out of this mess," or be glorified in it, can't we? How many know we got a choice? Isn't that right? Well, sometimes we choose to say, "Father, get me out." But really, He'd like to be glorified in what you're going through. Isn't that right? Now, look in verse 31. Jesus said, "The judgment of this world, and then the prince of this world is cast out." And then verse 32, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto Me." And I believe that we can come to that place, brethren, where Jesus was when He said, "My soul is troubled." That if we can truly see the desires of the Father and why we're going through those things, that truly the enemy can be defeated in our life and he'll be lifted up in our life. Amen? You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Now, turn with me to another scripture. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 here just a minute that I want to give to you here. Remember, Jesus said, "Where I am, there you may be also." Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, look at verse 3. And you can't go into the Father without being an overcomer, can you? And we know there are many things we have to learn to overcome. We could get into that. But look in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies." Notice that. "The Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." The God of all comfort. How many know that Jesus has given us the Holy Ghost, the Comforter? Amen. Why is the Comforter come? To comfort you and to comfort me, as well as to teach us. Now, He's the God of all comfort. And verse 4 said, "Who comforteth us." Us, that's you and that's me. When? When in just the good times? No, in all our tribulation.
Amen.
And if we're moving towards the Father, if we're moving in that place that the Father's prepared, then we're going to know of testing. We're going to know of tribulation. Isn't that right, brother? And that we may be able. Now look at this. He comforts us in our tribulation that we may be able to comfort them.
Yes.
Amen? Which are in any trouble. And the word trouble there is the same word for tribulation in verse 4. Well, tribulation is trouble. Amen? Hallelujah. And trouble is tribulation. but by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So God comforts us in our tribulation that we can turn and comfort those who are also going through things. Hallelujah. Verse 5, as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, that's in you and me, so our consolation as well, our comfort, same word, also aboundeth by Christ, by the Anointed One, or by the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? Now, look in verse 8. Look at verse 8. Here Paul is speaking. He's talking about suffering and consolation through this chapter. But in verse 8, notice what he said. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant or misinformed. And we know that ignorance is spiritual darkness to some of us. We would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble or tribulation which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure. That word pressed means burdened or heavy, heaviness, or to even be weighed down. And sometimes we get weighed down. Sometimes it's just like something jumps on us and we're pushed down. But Paul said we were pressed out of measure, even above strength. Insomuch, he said, we despaired even of life. Well, how many know that's a hard place to be sometime. Isn't that right? And you just got to grit your teeth and say, well, bless God, he's going to bring me through. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. How many know that sometimes there's no quick solutions? Sometimes there's no quickie prayers just to get you out of the situation. You know, sometimes it takes a while. But he said, right here, Paul and his company were pressed out of measure of strength, and so much that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, he said. And he said, we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. God doesn't tell you, it doesn't take very long for God to show us that it's not in our strength. It's not in our ability. It's all in Him when we're in these situations. Hallelujah. And brethren, some of us in this room have been there in some of these places, and probably many of you, where we've been pressed out of measure. And that word in verse 8, where it said that we despaired of life, it means to be utterly at a loss, or it means the despondency even. And sometimes we're cast down, but praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost comes and picks us up. Amen. And takes us on. And look in verse 11. Well, verse 10 and 11 there. Remember, we're talking about going in the Father. But if you're going towards the Father, if you're moving into life, the enemy's going to come at you, isn't he? He's going to seek to stop you. But hallelujah, I'm glad the greater one's in us today. In verse 10, who delivered us? Who delivered us? Paul believed in deliverance, didn't he? Hallelujah. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us, past, present, and future. Amen? He has delivered. He is delivering. He shall deliver. Hallelujah. Now, how did he do it? Verse 11, here it is. You also, church, he's telling these Corinthians, helping together by prayer for us, for the ministry, that for the gift, or gift in the Greek is charisma, upon us by the means of many persons, thanks be given by many on our behalf. So, by the prayers of God's people, Paul and his company, that was even the spirit of life that was pressed out of measure, and death was around them, God brought them out. Hallelujah. And God many times has brought us out because somebody was praying. And many times when I'm in the wilderness or in trouble, I'll say, God, lay me right now on some intercessor's heart. Hallelujah. Put me on somebody's heart that's praying wherever they may be in the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. Friend of mine, well, not a friend, a person rather, that I know of. One time she was going through a great struggle in her life, and she had a heart condition. And she was a great intercessor herself, and she prayed constantly in the Spirit. When the Vietnam War came on, she was leading an intercessory group, and they were praying for the men in combat. And many times they would know by the Spirit the very movements of the soldiers, rather the prisoners, rather where they would take them, you see, in different places. And let me tell you something, everyone that they named by name and prayed and kept on the prayer list came out alive out of the prisoners of war in that prayer group. And anyway, but she had a heart condition. And one day she said to the Lord, she said, I'm not looking to any man, Lord, but she said, I need some help. And the Lord spoke back to her and he said, this night you'll be healed. He said, I have a choice saint in London, England, that's going to go on duty and going to begin to pray, and you'll be healed. And that night she was gloriously healed by the power of God. And there's no distance, is there, in prayer, brethren? But I'm going to tell you, the greatest thing I believe in the earth today are those who are praying and interceding, praise the Lord. And I believe to be a son and to be sealed, we must be an intercessor. Amen. We must be concerned for others. We must put our place in their place. Hallelujah. And pray as they would pray, and hurt as they would hurt. Praise the Lord. How many know that's dangerous? Amen. Amen. Now, turn with me to 2 Corinthians 7. Now, Paul said in verse 5, 2 Corinthians 7, 4, great is my boldness. And the word boldness means confidence. Great is my confidence of speech. How many know the Bible tells us we're not to lose our confidence? Now, the Bible tells us those who fear the Lord. Now, great is my boldness of speech toward you, church. Great is my glorying of you. Paul said, I'm filled with comfort. I'm filled with consolation. Hallelujah. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. Did you hear that? Yes. Hallelujah. How many know that many are moaning the blues in tribulation? And I'm not putting you down. But Paul said, I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation, in all our trouble that we're in. For when we were in Macedonia, he said, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Amen. Notice that. Without were fightings, within were fears. And nevertheless, God that comforts those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus. Hallelujah. One other place, and I forget now where it's at, but Paul talks about someone coming and refreshing his spirit. You remember that, Jack? Well, how many has ever been in the presence of somebody that come with a word, a prophetic word, or whatever, and it refreshed your spirit? I want to tell you, I got refreshed this morning in my spirit. Amen. Amen. I praise God for our brother's obedience. Hallelujah to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we need to be mindful of others. Now, turn to one other scripture here with me. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Notice 2 Timothy 1:15, Paul said, this thou knowest, speaking to young Timothy, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. Now, how many know sometimes we don't always like to be identified with certain individuals? And let me tell you, Paul was not always the most popular person on the block, was he? And right here he said, all of them turned away from me in Asia. You see, and then verse 16, though, notice what he said. The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me. So he was a man of God that could refresh this great apostle. And notice, was not ashamed of my chain. Paul was in a chain at this time. And when he was in Rome, Paul said, he sought me out, and very diligently, and found me, and the Lord granting that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me in Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So, brethren, I want to tell you, even though men may forsake you, even though men will turn their back upon you, God will always have somebody, hallelujah, that'll come in the night season and refresh you, give you a word, or give you comforting words, or encouraging words, or maybe a laying on of hands and with healing or whatever. But praise the Lord. How many know in the Song of Solomon, it said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And brethren, we get kissed when we come together. God begins to bless us and encourage us and to comfort us, especially in the times of testing and tribulation. And so Paul remembered this man here. Now turn over to chapter 4, 2 Timothy 4. Let me show you that Paul, again, wasn't too popular. Look at verse 10, first of all. There were those who left Paul, who didn't stay with him. Chapter 4, verse 10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Now, Demas was a partner with Paul. I guess a fellow minister. There's a couple of the scriptures mentioned Demas' name in the New Testament. But he has forsaken me. Here's a man that was with Paul. But he forsook Paul because he loved the world. He loved the lust of the eye and the flesh. and the pride of life. And so he departed, and I'm sure it hurt Paul. Now look in chapter 4 and look at verse 14. Here in verse 14, Paul said, Alexander, the coppersmith, did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Now notice, Paul didn't say, I'm going to reward him, or I'm going to pray against him. He said, the Lord do it. Verse 15, of whom be thou aware also? He warned Timothy here about him, for he hath greatly withstood our words, or the margin says, our preaching. And verse 16, he said, at my answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Did you hear that? All men forsook me, Paul said. And I pray God that it be not laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me.
Hallelujah.
And strengthened me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Praise the Lord. And the Lord shall deliver me, he says. Hallelujah. From every evil work. So there are those that will forsake you. There are those that will not stand with you. But praise God, there's always somebody that will come and stand with you, especially the Lord himself. Amen? Amen. Now, let's go back to St. John here now. And in chapter 14, Jesus is saying that he wants us to be where he's at. And we saw that he was in the Father. Now, he said also there in verse... let's see, verse 3. Yeah, verse 3. That he would come again and receive us unto himself. I believe Jesus was talking more than just the literal coming. Although we do believe Jesus is coming literally in the air. But if you look down in verse 15, let's start in verse 15 of John 14. Jesus said, if you love me, then you'll do something. You'll keep my commandments, my words, or my sayings. And he said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, hallelujah, that he may abide with you forever. You know, the Holy Ghost doesn't take a vacation. He come to live within you forever, amen? He come to live you forever. And he won't leave you when you're hurting. Hallelujah. He'll be right there, won't he? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, he dwells in you, and shall be in you. Now look at verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans or comfortless. I will come to you. Well, how does the Holy Ghost come to us? Well, he comes, first of all, in his nature and in his character and in the fruit of the Spirit. He comes to us in the power, the gifts, and the power and the manifestation of God. And he also comes to us in authority. He comes through the apostles' ministry, doesn't he? The prophets' ministry, the shepherds' ministry, the teacher and evangelist. To the church. So he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. Now, he said here in verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will what?
Manifest.
That word manifest means to appear. I will appear or manifest myself to him. To who? To the one that loved him and to the one that keeps his commandments. Actually, the Amplified said, I will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him, to the one that loves me and to the one that will keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we know he's doing that by the power of the Holy Ghost. And then you'll notice in verse 30, Jesus said, here that the prince of this world is coming and hath nothing in me. And I believe those that is going to take into the Father, into that secret place, they're going to come to that same place. Amen? They're going to be purged of their rebelliousness, their iniquity, and they can truly will come a day in their life, Jesus did, where they can truly say the enemy comes and has nothing in me. Hallelujah. But it's going to be after much deliverance. Amen? And casting out of much iniquity in our life. Praise the Lord. But I sure want to come to that place. But there's some real overcoming. Now, go to St. John 17. St. John 17 again. Now, I want to ask you a question. Who prayed in John 17? Now, who did he pray to? All right. Will the Father hear Jesus? Amen. Now, did Jesus just pray for 12? All right. Praise the Lord. Is that prayer then for others besides the 12? All right, look down in verse 20. It said, neither pray I for these alone. Amen? And remember one of the things he was praying that we would, verse 24, remember, that we would be where he was, right? But here in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now, back in verse 15, look at verse 15. What did he say? I pray not, Father, that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one, from the wicked one. Now, one time I was making a chart on this verse, and the Lord said to me, many will believe half of that verse, but many will not believe the other half. Now, isn't it strange we'll believe the half where he said that we'll be kept from the evil one? But Jesus said, Father, I pray that you should not take them out of the world. He was not just talking about the 12, but he said in verse 20, but all those that believe on me through their word. That applied in Jesus' day when he prayed, and I believe that applies in 1986. Isn't that right? 1987 or 88, whatever. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Now, isn't it strange that we do that? Many teach the very opposite of what he prayed there. What's most people looking for? The rapture. The escapism, to take off any minute. Yet Jesus is praying, Father, I pray you take them not out of the world. Of course, if we die, you know, in the Lord, we go to be with him, but we're not dealing with that, are we? Amen? Now, turn to Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs. Praise the Lord. You see, our blessed hope is not just to fly away in a rapture. Our blessed hope is to be like Jesus, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know, many who don't go up when they think they should, they may blow up. And those that blow up may throw up. But God's saying, you better grow up. Isn't that right? Now, right here, in Proverbs 2:21, I believe it is a Proverbs. Notice the scripture. It said that the upright shall dwell in the land. And the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth. And the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Now Jesus said, every plant that the Father hasn't planted shall be plucked up. Isn't that right? And right here, the perfect, the blameless, shall remain in the land. But the wicked and those transgressors shall be rooted out. You know, Daniel 8 said the transgressors must come to their fullness. And yet God's going to root them out. Now look in chapter 3, verse 24. There, chapter 3 of Proverbs, verse 24. He said, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, not of desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. And shall keep thy foot from being taken. So if you're going up, your foot stand here. That's what Proverbs said. Amen. The Lord shall be your confidence. And shall keep your foot from being taken. All right, now, look in chapter 10:30. Hallelujah. Chapter 10 and verse 30. The righteous, hallelujah. How many are righteous today because of the blood of Jesus? The righteous shall never be removed. Now, he didn't say never be moved. Some of us get moved sometimes. But he said the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Hallelujah. That's strong, isn't it? And yet, what's most preaching saying today? The righteous are going to leave and the wicked's going to stay. That isn't what the scripture teaches. Amen. Now, look in chapter, look also back in verse 25 there. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting, oh, hallelujah, foundation. Praise the Lord, because we're on the rock. Isn't that right? All right, chapter 11, verse 6. Chapter 11, verse 6 of Proverbs. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them in their naughtiness. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to be among that bunch there. Now, look in chapter 11, verse 30. Chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Did you hear that? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed where, brethren? In heaven? In the earth. Somebody said, well, I'm going up yonder to get my reward. Well, the Bible said he's coming back and bringing it with him. Isn't that right in the book of Revelation? Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Amen. Now, Matthew 5:5. Let's go. Matthew 5:5 in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Matthew 5:5. Notice the scripture. It says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit what? The earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And Jesus said, Father, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that right? Now, turn to Revelation 5.10. Revelation 5.10. And here, God's going to bring a people into a priestly ministry of ruling and reigning with him. And as Jack, I believe, prophesied last night, if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. Isn't that right? Revelation 5.10 says, here, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign. Where? On the earth. We shall reign on the earth. The meek shall inhabit, inherit the earth, the Bible said. Now go to Psalms 37. Let's go to Psalms 37 in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Psalms 37. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I didn't get this teaching in Bible school. I got the opposite. In chapter 37, verse 9. But I got it in his Bible school. Chapter 37, verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord. They'll renew their strength too, won't they? They shall inherit the earth. Did you hear that? Those that wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. Anybody want to wait on the Lord? Yes. For yet a little while, it says here, brethren, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, here's what Jesus said, shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Praise the Lord. Well, how many know the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. How many know the word, well, the Bible said children. But the word children means sons. That's in Matthew 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. How many know that a son, one that's growing up to be a son, he comes into a situation. He won't break that bruised reed. Amen? He won't blow out that smoking flax, will he? But he'll come in the situation with the peace of God, and he'll bring peace to individuals. He'll not bring confusion. He'll not bring death. He'll bring life. Amen. Now, we've seen enough of that death stuff, haven't we? Now, chapter 37, verse 22... Notice, for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Well, I don't want to be one of that crowd. Now, look in verse 28 and 29. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now look in verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off. Now look at this. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. There'll be a people. They'll see it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've seen the wicked in their great power, he says here. Notice. Spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man. Behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Now turn to Job. Let's go to Job 34 in our scripture. Oh, I love these scriptures. Job 34, verse 20. How many know you're not too popular when you preach this in a lot of places, though? Isn't that right? That's all right. Jesus wasn't popular either. Chapter 34, 20 among some. Praise the Lord. Chapter 34, 20. Now notice what Job said. In a moment. Now, Sister Cook was showing me a scripture this morning. In a moment, we shall all die. We shall all be changed, Paul said. There in a moment and twinkling of an eye at the last trump. Now here, Job said, in a moment shall they die. So as there's a people being changed, there's a people what? Dying. And in a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight. Midnight's going to bring trouble to many. And I believe it's going to be night to many, but I believe it's going to be day to the sons. Do you know that? Hallelujah. And he said at midnight the people will be troubled. And notice, pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. God's going to do it. Amen. Now notice, the mighty shall be taken. Now, turn to Zephaniah 1. Let's look at the mighty here. Zephaniah. Hallelujah. Zephaniah chapter 1. Let's start with verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man. Now notice that. The mighty man. Now Job said, the mighty shall be taken at midnight. And here Zephaniah said, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That's Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 14. And of course he said, that day is a day of wrath and trouble, distress, and so forth. And then look in verse 18, neither the silver nor the gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. How many know another skip will throw their gold and silver in the streets and even to the bats? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what will deliver us. It's not our money, it's Jesus. Now look in chapter 2, verse 1. It's important that we be meek, because the meek's going to inherit the land. Now look here in chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Well, that's what we've done today. Isn't that right? Gather yourselves. And I don't believe we're here by choice or, you know, or chance. I believe God put us here in His great timing. Don't you? Gather yourselves together. So that means if something come together, we've kind of been maybe scattered a little bit. Isn't that right? But gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desired. I mean, Peter talked about that nation. Isaiah talks about that nation. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a chaff, and before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Notice verse 3, seek ye the Lord. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That means we better be praying, crying out to God. Amen. Seek ye the Lord. Who? All you what? Meek of the earth, the ones that inherit the land, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Now turn to Luke 21 with that scripture there. Turn to Luke 21. Let's go there quickly. Luke 21. Jesus is telling the people in Luke 21, in our patience possess, we're to possess our soul. Now in Luke 21, Jesus talked about the signs in the sun, the moon, upon the earth, verse 25. Distress of nations with perplexity, which means there's no way out. There's no exit. Man coming to his wit's end. How many believe God's bringing man to that place? Oh, yeah. The sea and the waves roaring. And I don't think that's just the natural seas, although we know that's involved. We know that's true in the natural. We know it's happening. But also humanity is the sea also. Isn't that right? And it's roaring. But in verse 26, Jesus said, men's hearts would fail them because of fear and because of looking at those things that are coming where? On the earth, and the powers of the heavens, he said, would be shaken. Verse 27, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things began to come to pass, then what did he say, brethren? Look up, because your redemption, I believe the redemption here is the body, don't you? He said, lift up your heads. And I used to say, oh, you gates. And of course, the King of Glory is going to come in. And how many know he's going to get you ready for his coming? But he said here, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Now notice, he said, when you see these things come to pass, that's when you begin to look up. Then in verse 31, so likewise you, when you see these things. Well, how many know it's going to be a people that's on the earth that see these things? Huh? It's not a people that's gone, it's a people that's on the earth. Come to pass. He said, the kingdom's at hand. Then verse 34, now notice, take heed to yourself. Here's a warning. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. For as a trap or a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. But now notice verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy. God had me studying recently on those who are worthy. I won't go into that today. But there's going to be a people, Jack, that's worthy. Why are they worthy? Because they pray. He said, pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these things. Well, you know, the first thing in people's mind is, see, we're not going to be here. But isn't that strange? Back up in verse 31, he said, when you see these things. So I believe it's the people that's going to be here. How many know you can escape destruction? You could be in this building, it could blow off, and God could protect every one of us sitting right here in this room. Isn't that right? Now, Phillips tells us that we're to be vigilant and to pray always that we be strong enough to come through all these things. And it's prayer that's going to bring us through. Amen? And it's going to cause us to be worthy to escape these things that we may stand, of course, before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. So we can see today that there is a people that is going to remain in the earth. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said, I pray, there in John 17, that we be not taken out, but that we be kept from the evil one. And I believe there's a people arising in the earth today that's going to be the people, hallelujah, that's going to move into the Father. I'm talking mainly, first of all, the first fruit company, the remnant that's hearing the trumpet sound, hallelujah. And they're going to overcome, and they're going to move into the Father, praise the Lord. And he said, where I am, that's where he wants you to be. That's where he wants me to be. And so, brethren, we got to get ready for that coming and for Jesus to take us on in, of course, to the Father. And I believe with all my heart that we've seen nothing yet compared to what we're going to see. And I believe that we're going to see much more darkness come upon the earth and destruction. But in the same time, God is going to move in the church with light and life and with love. Hallelujah. I believe that. You know, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness of people. But oh, there's a people arising as the morning. There's a people arising as the sun, because the sun's in them. Hallelujah. The light's in them. And I don't think we have to be discouraged, but I think we have to realize and know that we don't have it made, that there's still some overcoming. There's some more territory to take. Isn't that right? Some more valleys to climb, and some more valleys to go through, and mountains to climb. Yeah. And that we don't have it made, but God, praise the Lord, Jesus is going to take us through if we will seek him and if we pray. So don't forget to pray and seek the Lord daily. Amen. Cry out that you be counted worthy to stand and to come through what's coming on the earth. Praise the Lord. Let's praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Handalabasidava handalabo korabahaya. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, my Father. We love you today, Lord. Keep us in your mighty hand, Lord. Preserve us, Lord, for your kingdom. Preserve us, O God, and make us holy within, Lord, and without, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sanctify us, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, and by your word, and by your spirit, and by your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Mighty God, we love you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My son, know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And know that my goodness does pass by thee. Yea, as it passed by Moses. Yea, I say, my son, my goodness has come to thee this day. And know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And know that the power of the Lord is with thee. Yea, there is no power that can stand against you as you walk in the Spirit, my son. And as you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And know that the Lord shall direct thy footsteps. For I've said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And truly the Lord to see you walk life. And I do lead you, my son. And the days ahead thou shalt go many places. Thy feet shall go where I will direct thee. For in this hour thou shalt see visions. And thou shalt know inwardly things that you have not known. For I, the Lord, to reveal and unveil and pull back the scriptures in this hour to your heart. And thou shalt know in a new dimension. For I, the Lord, am your God. And I, the God, the Lord of thy life, shalt help thee. And I shall cause you to overcome. And I shall cause you to hurtle over everything that's in your way, my son, and know that I'm with you and shall not forsake you, saith the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 And know that the Lord is with thee. And know that the days of past are over. And know that the Lord is bring thee to a new day. Yea, to a new light. And thou shalt ascend into thy God. And thou shalt know that the Lord is with thee. And thou shalt hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. For surely the Lord is with thee, my son. And know that the Lord touches your hands today. And he puts healing in your hands. And yea, the fire of the Lord shall burn within your hands as you touch others and minister to others. And as you reach out, know that that light and that fire shall increase, and the burden of the Lord shall also increase within you. For I've seen your heart, my son. Humble yourself before the Lord, and the Lord shall do a mighty work in and through thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait upon the Lord and know that the Lord is with thee. And know that the Lord has not forsaken thee nor left thee alone. For the Lord is your confidence. He's your high tower and he's your strength that you can run to in the time of trouble. And even though the trouble has come on the left and on the right, but I say, look not to the trouble. Look to me and I will bring thee through. And not only bring you through, I'll bring you up and you'll ascend into your God, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has seen your obedience, and the Lord has seen the love that you have shown towards others. And know that thou shalt be rewarded openly, saith the Lord. And know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And thou shalt prophesy, my son, and thou shalt proclaim and declare the word of the Lord. For I put it within you. So be not afraid of man's faces. Fear not, hold not back that which I've given thee. For that which I've given thee is rich. There is an abundance, and thou shalt truly give out. And in giving I shall pour back much into thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has seen the travail of your soul. The Lord has seen the hurts. The Lord has seen the things that's come against thee. But I say, my son, that in this hour the Lord shall stand for thee and with thee. And the angels of the Lord shall keep thee. Yea, they shall protect thee from the wicked one. And know that my hand is upon thee. And know that my love is within thee. And that word that I put in thee is as a fire as it was in Jeremiah. I put it in you, my son. Declare it, proclaim it, and speak it, and thou shalt see much results in this hour. For I say the fruit of the Lord shall come, and thou shalt see many one to the Lord, and thou shalt see truly that it's the Lord that's blessing. It is the blessing of the Lord and not men. For my hand is upon you, my goodness is in you, and know that I, the Lord, do surround thee with my love, and truly my protection is over thee, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I look not behind thee any longer, my son, for surely I've seen the hurts, I've seen the heartaches, and I've seen the tears. But I, the Lord thy God, would say, I set thy face as a flint toward him, and know that the Lord shall reward thee, and know that the Lord thy God shall help you in this hour. For many have mocked, and many have scoffed of that which I have done through thee. But know that I, the Lord, shall help thee in this hour, and thou shalt know, for I shall open your eyes, and you'll see new things in this hour, and you'll declare new things by the Spirit, for I shall put it within thee, my son, for thou art mine, and I'm yours. You're my jewel that I'm making up for that day. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, the Lord has seen the tribulation. The Lord has seen the heartaches. But I say unto thee, raise your eyesights. Look up to the Lord. For the Lord thy God, yea, shall stretch forth his hand upon thee and towards thee. And there shall be a purging. There shall be a cleansing. But there shall also be a healing. Hallelujah. Well, let's praise him. Amen. Let's give Jesus the praise. Hallelujah. Let's praise our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you. Come on, let's raise your hands and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. We love you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm not going to call you up here, but I want those that are hurting today, whether physically or mentally or whatever, just stand on your feet. And I want us ministers and different ones to raise your hands towards them. Stand right up where you are, right there. Just stand where you are. I'm not going to call you up here. Hallelujah. All right. Some of us, Brother Jack and Brother Steve, and others, all of us in here, let's raise our hands up to them.
Hallelujah.
Ask God to touch them. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit right now, Lord, to minister to them today. Touch their bodies today, Lord, and their minds, their emotions, Lord, today. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let the cloud of God descend upon them, Lord. Let the healing virtue of Christ flow into them, Lord. Lord, by your stripes, they're healed. Father, we ask you to touch them in a marvelous way. Lord, lift them up, those that are discouraged, those that are hurting, God, in Jesus' name, by the power of resurrection power, heal them, Lord, and deliver them today, Lord. Lord, let the light go out to them, and let the presence move into them, and set them free, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God is building a boat.
We thank you for your presence and your word that's come forth this morning. Father, we thank you for the food that's prepared for us, for our physical bodies. Make it health and strength to us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.